Now, when it comes to Cardi B releasing a new track titled Imaginary Player, safe to say that she got the blessing from the one and only Jay-Z, as when it comes to him clearing the sample for his 1997 In My Lifetime Volume 1 track Imaginary Players, safe to say that is very interesting because of when I talked about Nicki versus Jay-Z, which, you know, definitely follow me on my social medias at Analytic Dreams with a Z, because this is a clip from TikTok of me talking about Nicki and Jay-Z. She went on to literally troll Jay-Z. I don't know what type of response that she is looking for, but as far as going at a certain individual in the past, well, it's been like the past 2 to 3 weeks, she just been like purposely picking at him time and time and time again. And then I thought to myself, she's been promoting something. Nicki's been promoting Station Head. Which, if you don't know, Stationhead is a social music streaming platform where fans and artists connect and broadcast live. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to that, now Jay-Z said to himself, it's time for me to promote something. And by promoting something, he is definitely doing that as giving a cosign to Cardi B to use your track, Imaginary Players. He knows exactly what he's doing. Jay-Z and Cardi B is dropping a bomb on Nicki for the same reason that Nicki's been trying to drop bombs on them, right? They are picking at each other for a reason that nobody really knows the real truth as far as why they keep picking at each other. But as far as at face value, Nicki's been talking about Desiree Perez's daughter. She's been talking about how Jay-Z is a snake and a backstabber for leaving out Lil Wayne as far as the Super Bowl performance. So now, when you look at that, I don't know why I had Taylor Swift. Oh, I just talked about Taylor Swift. That's why she was up there. But anyways, let's get back to it. For people not on Analytic Dreams video on Spotify, they're probably completely confused what I was just saying. But anyways, as far as Nicki and Cardi B, the main thing you need to know is that this is a direct response. Because even though Nicki came out and said all of that about Jay-Z as far as the feud online, well, really it was a one-sided. Nicki was saying everything and then some towards Jay-Z, right? And then, of course, not only did Cardi B come out as far as the outside track, which is currently the 57th most played track in the world, because if you don't know, Cardi B is putting out an album. It's not coming out anytime soon, but she's definitely having a phenomenal rollout because best believe, the label that she is under is fed up. And how do I know that? I may have just made it up. But when it comes to Cardi B under Atlantic Recording Corporation, let me just tell y'all, there's new regime under, hopefully I said that right, for Atlantic. Julie Greenwald stepped down as Elliot Grange took charge of Atlantic Music Group. And I covered that almost a year ago, August 20th, 2024, which is why you should follow the podcast. You know what I mean? I'll be saying some stuff, nothing too crazy. But as far as that ultimate debacle of Atlantic Corporation, right, having Lucian Grange's son take over as the CEO and chairman of Atlantic Records, they are looking to do things a little different. What's the first thing you want to do? Get more value out of what you just paid for so you can recoup quicker, right? One of your biggest big dogs under Atlantic is who? Cardi B. So now it seems like everything is aligning as far as Cardi B putting out Imaginary Players, as far as Jay-Z giving her the cosign to sample it a month after Nicki went on like a month long tirade against Roc Nation, Jay-Z and Desiree Perez. A coincidence? Obviously not. Obviously not. This is not a coincidence. When it comes to Jay-Z and Nicki, I don't know what the real feud is. Nicki's making it seem like it's just because of Lil Wayne being slighted for the Super Bowl in New Orleans. You already know Cardi B and Nicki's back and forth as far as them just, I don't know, not liking each other for some reason. We really don't know. I mean, a whole shoe like flew at Nicki and we still don't know why they was beefing. So with that being said, Nicki and Cardi just don't like each other for some reason. this makes all the sense in the world as far as the collaboration between Jay-Z and Cardi, even if it is just a sample, still a phenomenal feat. Because Jay-Z doesn't really clear a lot of his music. If you don't notice, when it comes to samples, it helps out with nostalgia, which is basically increasing the percentage of the masses liking that specific track. Because now it makes them think of an older time where the music they deem was better. So now if they listen to a sample, the nostalgia factor would kick in. Now, it doesn't mean they're automatically going to like the song, but they're more inclined to like the song because it sounds like something they've heard before, which is what they attach to good music. What they heard before, they call that good music. So now the sample in your current music raises the percentage of them actually enjoying it. And of course, Cardi B is claiming that this specific track is a staple in her new era. So as far as this particular track, she says that the room full of hip hop heads that she played it for absolutely loved it. And you already know that had to be one of them had to be Jay-Z because he cleared it. Cardi B literally said that she had to do a lot to get that sample and to use his name. And she said, literally, quote, "If he didn't approve it, I probably wouldn't feel a certain type of way. Maybe I just had to come a little bit harder, but I'm glad that I came hard and he loved it." Cardi also teased that there's an untold backstory about what she went through to release it, and that will reveal after the song drops. I wonder what Jay-Z had Cardi B doing.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
So, you know what I mean? They get his name on the sample. At the end of the day, oh, I played the wrong drop.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
I'm just saying, you know, there was just a couple things that Cardi B had to do to clear the sample. Nothing too crazy. I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just trying to really figure out what she could have done to got the sample clear. Because she made an emphasis on how hard it was to get it, you know? And ultimately, for a track title, Imaginary Player, some would say that Jay-Z is one of the biggest players in a hip-hop game. Oh, my fault.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
I don't think I was supposed to say that one. I mean, if Solange didn't tell you, oh, my fault. You know what I'm saying? I had to say it again. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, with that being said, the main thing getting into this is what you need to know is a huge moment for hip hop, not only because Jay-Z's involvement, not clearing a lot of samples to the point where he's not only clearing the sample, he's clearing it from his perceived classic as far as the 1997 Volume 1 In My Lifetime, right? So a lot of the Jay-Z fans are already going to be waiting for it, and a lot of the Cardi B fans are insisting that this is going to be the song. Well, I guess summer's already passed, so we ain't really have a song of the summer, honestly. The more I look at it, there was really no song of the summer. I mean, K-pop ran the summer, and that's it. I can't think of any other track that really ran the summer. I mean, I guess if you want to talk about tracks from last year, I mean, Shaboozy's track is still going crazy. His album is still going crazy. And then that's basically it. Yeah, that's literally it. As far as the tracks, there was really no song of the summer. A bar song, Tipsy, which came out 2024, and Lose Control by Teddy Swims is the closest thing you could call to an anthem in the past 2 months. So anyways, with that being said, the main thing you need to know is that Cardi B is back again, new single for her album that is releasing September 19th of this year. So of course we still have quite a long ways to go, but with this particular track being track number 2 coming out soon, I don't like a lot of people saying that Cardi B is not hitting with her latest single Outside because it's the 57th most played track in the world. Like, obviously, if you look at Drake's track, What Did I Miss, that was released a good amount after that, right? That's, and I say only, it's still a phenomenal accomplishment, but it's the 40th most played track in the world. So if we're comparing Cardi to the current landscape of hip hop as far as the top performers, because Drake is ultimately has the most, oh no, I stand corrected. Is it Big X the Plug? Actually, who has the most popular hip hop track right now? Let me see. I think it is Big X the Plug. If you want to call Shaboozy hip hop, then, you know, I wouldn't be mad at a bar song being quantified at. The track Mutt by Leon Thomas, he's a R&B artist, but still, having that as the 20th most played track, that's insane. You have Morgan Wallen, and you have a bunch of white artists, K-pop artists, and then Big X. Okay, so I stand corrected. Big X the Plug featuring Bailey Zimmerman, which has a country artist on it, right? That's the most popular hip-hop track. Like we said earlier, as far as the beginning of the year, what Size 7 did to hip-hop was he created a vacuum so that nobody even cares if it's not Kendrick or Drake news. And the masses were saying like, oh, that's not true. Y'all just talk about one thing. Why y'all not supporting JID's album? Why y'all not supporting Pusha T's album? Like, there's so many phenomenal albums with masterclass wordplay on it that's not topping the charts. And that goes back to my statement that I reiterate time and time again, just because you make high quality does not mean it's going to correlate to high sales. But of course, high sales mean that the engagement is for certain things as far as the objective metric, right? The engagement was for Kendrick and for Drake, and that was it. Now we see in 2025 what that results in. Everybody else just completely looking like they're flopping left and right, just falling off like flies, just flop here, flop there, flopping everywhere, right? So when it comes to Cardi, I think she's doing good in the current landscape of hip hop. It's hard to have a top 10 track currently as a hip hop artist. And it's just been like that for quite some time. Even Tyler, the Creator, who had a phenomenal first week sales, right? His most popular track is Ring, Ring, Ring off of his latest album. That is the 58th most played track in the world. I'm putting in perspective that hip hop is not as popular as some people think in the year of 2025. Now, does that mean it's not quality? Of course not. But of course, when it comes to engagement and consumption, is the reason why me, as somebody who pays attention to the marketing strategies, points out that having a battle and champion somebody, calling somebody else a pedophile, to the point where it's the most decorated hip hop track of all time, I just wonder what that does for the ultimate genre of hip hop when we let the white award shows award a track from hip hop the most they've ever did. The most they've ever done for a particular track, and that track centered around, I'm gonna say falsely, you know what I mean? Falsely calling somebody a pedophile. So anyways, with that being said, I ain't mean to serious this out. I'm just letting y'all know, the landscape of hip hop, something has to change. Kendrick's not, I think he's on his sabbatical now, right? Kendrick did what he had to do. He's leaving, he's never coming back. When it comes to Drake, he's still putting out music, trying to captivate the masses, especially with What Did I Miss, especially with Which One, which is the 48th most played track right now. So when it comes to his ultimate hits, as far as Nokia still being the 42nd most played track, but that's been on the charts for about 25 weeks, so that's his most popular as far as the long-term metric, right? We still have yet to have an artist from hip-hop really captivate the masses in 2025, and we're 8 months in. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Cardi B's latest track, Imaginary Players? What do you think about it being co-signed by Jay-Z? Even to the point where he's letting her sample his Imaginary Players track off of his 1997 album. And do you think this is all a diss towards Nicki? Or do you think Jay-Z genuinely wants to help out with the marketing rollout for Cardi B's album, Am I the Drama, that's released in September 19th, 2025?